All right, it is Thursday morning. We're starting to get a little closer to the weekend, as you just heard, this Saturday, 12 noon, Behind the Mitten on WPHM with John Gonzalez and Amy Sherman, both of whom are on the line with us right now. Guys, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, what's going on Saturday? Where are you going to take us?
Well, we're going to take you to a really cool new brewery in Michigan. It's called Looking Glass Brewing Company, located in DeWitt, Michigan, just north of Lansing. Really easy to get to if you're taking 69 through Flint and over to Lansing area, right off the expressway, just a couple of miles. But it's in a cool, old, historic church. In fact, the stained glass still remains, and it's a beautiful building. It looks like it's a brand-new building, but we were impressed with the whole operation.
Well, that sounds interesting. You know, every time that I hear there's a new brewery opening in Michigan, I say, another one? Where are we putting all these breweries? But we've got room for them.
We do. You'll keep seeing these types of breweries, just like Looking Glass, the ones that are small. They're neighborhood community centers. They almost always offer food as well, and they're really a community gathering place. Looking Glass is definitely a place that has been built to be family-friendly and to be friendly to all types of people who want to come in. So even if you're, you know, you don't think you're part of the brewery scene, this is a place you can come and enjoy some great barbecue food and just enjoy the, you know, the wonderful people of DeWitt, because it's a really fun little town. And like John said, the location itself is worth going just to see this remodeled old church. It's pretty awesome.
Well, that's fun. Yeah, DeWitt, I don't know an awful lot about it. You'd say it's just north of Lansing, right?
It is indeed. I mentioned to you off the air, Paul, that it's the site of Sweetylicious.
Yeah.
And you may have heard of Sweetylicious. We picked them as Michigan's best pie, but not just M Live picked them as the best pie. They've won national awards. The owner, Linda, Sweetylicious herself, who came up with these recipes, old family recipes passed down from her grandma. She was also on the Steve Harvey Show not too long ago. So she ships all over the world. She's recognized as having the best pies. And I'll tell you, the cherry crumble there is unbelievable. You can't go wrong with a pie there. It's right across the street from Looking Glass.
No, that's cool. This is the time of year when people are looking for, you know, either day trips or quick overnight trips. That'd be a perfect one, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it sure would be. It's like literally 10 minutes from Lansing. It's super centrally located, easy to get to. And it's one of those small Michigan towns that, yeah, a lot of people don't know about, but it's totally worth a day visit to go check out and see some of the cool things that they have going on. You know, every Michigan community has something interesting to find and seek out, a hidden gem, and DeWitt just added another with Looking Glass Brewery.
What's on the horizon for you guys? I know you've done best pizza, best bakery, best pie. What are you looking at later this year? You got anything big cooking?
I don't know if we can let it out of the bag, Amy.
I don't know if you want to, but we will be letting it out of the bag. Go ahead if you want.
Well, I'm going to hold off a little bit.
Okay.
And here's the reason why, is because, you know, we definitely have something picked out for our next search, and we look forward to coming to the Thumb and the Blue Water area on the search. But we also look for suggestions, so we would love to hear from the listeners, your listeners out there, and folks who listen to us on the weekends on WPHM. We would love to hear from you guys. So just go to our Facebook page or tweet us. And get a hold of us, because we love to hear ideas and where we could go next.
All right. Sounds good. We love what you guys do. We'll be listening on Saturday at noon. Thanks for your time this morning. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Bye-bye.
Take care.
You too.